You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Back to the basics. I was telling you I wanted to read Deuteronomy chapter 6, starting in verse 1 to you. I want to read it 1 through, maybe to verse 9, and then talk about it a little bit. It says, "Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and the judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are to cross over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, that your days may be prolonged." So the first two verses here tell us that we're supposed to observe these commandments and statutes that God's commanding us, and not only us, but our children and our grandchildren, all the days of our life. In other words, it never ends. It's never supposed to be stopped, so that our days may be prolonged. So there's a blessing that comes with this from doing it. Of course, Satan has convinced everybody that it's a curse, so they don't want to do it, when God specifically says it's a blessing. So verse 3, "Therefore hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." See, this is what Jesus was quoting here. We quoted this one or two shows ago in Matthew. What was it here? I got to find it real quick. Oh, yeah, Matthew 22:37, Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind." And he's quoting here out of Deuteronomy chapter 6. And this is part of keeping God's commandments and his statutes, so that we can have a blessing, so that our lives can be prolonged, so that he can take care of us. A direct quote. Verse 7, "And you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." In other words, when you come, when you leave, when you go to bed, when you wake up in the morning, these things are supposed to be a sign. They're in our hands and our minds. That pictures everything we think and everything we do. It's a way of life. And this way of life is a blessing. And it's how God watches over us and protects us, so that it becomes so ingrained in us that it becomes part of who we are. And Satan has deceived the world into thinking that this is something that should be rejected. Please don't turn your back on God. Please.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.